Hello again, welcome to Look and See, another peek into my photograph log. I'm Gordon Smith. My photo blog can be found at las.new-england.net.au. On this website I place some photographs that I've taken on a specific day, and today is Wednesday, October the 6th. Middle of the week, short week this week, we had a public holiday on the Monday. So, a couple of days to go before the weekend hits again. We've got some storms predicted for the weekend, some thunderstorms, but today was a very sunny, mild day. Temperature ranged from 5 to 21 Celsius, which is 40 to 70 Fahrenheit, approximately. And I had a stroll across to the library in the middle of the afternoon, and I took a series of photographs between my office and the library. And the first thing I came across that caught my eye was a patch of lawn where some turf had been relaid, or in fact laid to cover a dirt patch. And it struck me that I always seem to find such new turf in a brown, crunchy, dry condition. And it always seems that people lay the turf, water it once, and then go off to the next job and hope that the rain, if it ever comes, will fix the turf. Well, this patch is looking pretty sad. Not that I'm an expert in such things, but the fact that we can see so many lines between the patches means that it's begun to dry out and contract. The brown patches appearing quite noticeably compared to the green in the background. It is the case, though, that I was using my Coolpix 5700 camera today, and I like experimenting with in-camera high sharpening and high saturation, which gives a little bit of an unnatural feel to the images. In this case, the green in the background is more green than reality, and the brown is probably a little bit more brown, but the effects are illustrated pretty much. So I guess time will tell, and we'll find out what happens to this patch of dry lawn. Well, the next thing that caught my eye was a ladder and some legs apparently dangling out of a tree. So I recorded that. The trouble with such beautiful sunny days is the high contrast, and it's something I really don't like very much, or photographers don't like very much. The bark of this tree is very light, so we have very bright patches, and well, in fact, in this case, there's not much of no shadows, no darkness, but it just sort of blows the image away a bit. But I think the green, the starkness of the green ladder, is just adds an interesting touch against the other types of green in the picture. The third photograph is a very high contrast image, and we have the highlights really blown out. There's no detail in the skin of the person standing waiting, or the back of the workman. The detail has just disappeared, it's so bright. And I like shots which have a depth of vertical planes, and by that I mean, as exemplified in this image, we have right in the foreground another ladder, still green, and then we have some way behind that the person standing waiting, and behind her we have the workman with a high pressure hose, and behind that you can make out the figure through the doorway standing reading some notices. And the distance between me and the person in the background is 100 or so meters. So the telephoto lens has foreshortened that, and it seems to be much closer than it really is. And the fourth and final image today was somebody sitting outside having a break, enjoying the sunshine. The in-camera high saturation highlights the red in both the person's jumper and the lighter on the concrete seating and on the hose. Well, there you have my images for today, Wednesday, October the 6th. If you'd like to drop me an email, the address is lookandsee@gmail.com. Thanks for stopping by, and please do so again when you get a minute. Bye for now.